Begin the current daf and set the sukkah daf test. Begin the mitzvah. Begin the test the master. Begin with the gemara. Sukkah yishana, an old sukkah. So we have machlekes in the mishnah. Mesel nachshem. Mesel says kash. Now, however, Yerushalmi tani, Yerushalmi it's taught. Tzarach lechadish b'davar. But you still have to introduce something new. Chabrai Amrin, the colleagues, they say tavach, a hand breath. Rabbi Yisrael, he says kosher, even a manur amount. Now, Ramban the kosher, the one who says a manur amount, bavach te'apanei kula, as long as it's along the entire surface, even though it's a manur amount. Now, basach isa asim. Now, after that, it's brought over there that matzi shan regarding old matzah was made a long time before Pesach. That's plukted v'sham misalim. And then Rabbi, he says, no, the Rabbi, it's according to everyone. Why here would everyone agree? Since it wasn't made for Pesach, it's clear that he wasn't so careful about it. Therefore, it's not going to be valid for matzah, which has to be very precise, that it's done in the right way, that it did not become chametzik. Kinnik says matzah begins with the word thing of Solishim Chag B'chulu. Now, if it was made for the purposes of the Yomtiv, so then it's going to be valid, even though it's a Sukkah Yishana, which Rashi explained that's for Beishamai. Shammai says Sukkah Yishana is not valid, but if he did it for Sukkahs, oh, that's going to be kosher. Because according to Beisil, it doesn't have to be. Even Sukkah Yishana is going to be kosher. Now, so Patais is bothered by that. Why would we go ahead and invest in a discussion in the Pidyon Beishamai? So actually, Patais says, I thought Beisil nafkamina. Actually, this line of the Mishnah even has relevancy for Beisil. And the Chiddush is, like we mentioned with the Yishalmi from the previous day, it says, Shein Tzarach Lechadosh, but you don't have to introduce something new. Because it's going to be valid. It doesn't even have the halacha like a Sukkah Yishana. But then it says, but the truth is, even if there was no relevancy, only for Beishamai, not for Beisil, it would still make sense why the Tana would have to explain in regarding the case of where they differ. And the Leishach, like, we wouldn't be able to ask what we asked about Shas, Tami, the Beishamai, we're coming to explain the reasoning of Beishamai, but we don't pass like Beishamai anyway. So it says, no, because as El Hei Eche the Pligat Hanoi Libet Rishamai, it's only when you Mochligat Hanoi in Beishamai, the Leinach Kemina Bini Plugt Al Libet Beisil, and there's no relevancy at all with his dispute according to Beisil, Kihidra Velaz de Mila, like it was wrote in Shabbat of Kol Hamad Heim and Al, where it's not relevant to dispute in Beishamai, that we wouldn't talk about, but where he disputes with Beisil, that would be, we would say that. And the Perek Arba Achen, Yivam Asal Chol Chesu Min Alam, the Perek Kama de Beya, and the Zayin Lebeis, where there, they dispute in Beishamai, where that seemingly would have no relevancy, according to Beisil, which Bekulim, Perashim, Mekamen, and all these sources we explain in their respective places. Kinnik says, begins with the words of the Gemara, B'nai Latzi Sukkah, Shasrum Kol Shabbat. Where do we know that the boards of the Sukkah are forbidden all the 7 days of Sukkah? Now, Taisa says, Mashma, it sounds like from our Sukkah, that's Simen Deraisa, that is biblically forbidden, the wood of the sukkah, and Rejoshi Gemurhi, that this pasuk that the Gemara brings is a bona fide drasha. And the reason why is because of the parak, the fact that the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Either pasuk is being taught for this, which means to say that it's not what you said, for the drasha, which means it's not just not smachta. It sounds like that this is what the pasuk is going to tell us. So it's a drasha Gemara. So therefore, it would sound like that is biblically problematic, the word of the sukkah. And that's a choice of attainment, but it's a wonder. Because the prayer here in the Gemara Shabbos Avam Heim and Alv Mashmash from the Bone sounds like it's only rabbinic, because the Maizi also from the Ayah, the Rebbe Shimon is like a Baner, because the Gemara wants to prove that, according to Rebbe Shimon, that he holds regarding a candle on Shabbos, that the reason why a Ner is Mukta is because it's hooked to the Mitzvah, and that a mitzvah hooks the mitzvah hooks the yisurai, since it's set aside for its mitzvah, which is the mitzvah lighting candles, so therefore it's muktzah for the whole time of where it's prohibited. And the proof is, mahadatanya from this in the brisa, they know the matzah eitzim and asukah b'yamtiv, you can't take the word from the sukkah on yamtiv, b'shem says, it's actually permitted, because it doesn't hold the sukkah, yet v'shavim, they all agree b'sukkah sachag b'chag, regarding not stam sukkah, but the sukkah of sukkahs, on sukkahs, she has surah. But then it would be forbidden because it's huktzah for the mitzvah sukkah. So here you see that Reb Shimon holds of the concept of huktzah le mitzvah, even though it's not huktzah le yisurai. It's not a problem of an isur Shabbos. And because we're talking about even a chalamayid, where there's no huktzah le yisurai. So you see, Reb Shimon holds of this principle. Now, the thing is, Tosfos proves, and it sounds like, that the Isser to take the wood from the Sukkah on throughout the Yom Tov Sukkahs is rabbinic. Why? Because if you say there's Isser, so what's the proof from here that Rabbi Shimon holds? Hook to the mitzvah, so even though there's no hook to the Isser, there's no Isser over here, there's only the mitzvah part, but it's possible that actually regard the laws of Mukt is actually permitted according to Rabbi Shimon. Here it's because of the drasha gemurah in the Torah to say it's also obviously that there is no drasha gemurah and it's only the rabbinic iser of mukta. So and that's the raya. So that contradicts what our sugi sounds like. That's their iser. So two tesis as uperka maybe kadiyanik more beid of laman base. Nice drasha the hocha brings the drasha that we bring over here. Of this drasha that we're saying it sounds like it's the iser. And even so, mashma hasam esev shmeit. It sounds like we're there from the end of the sugya with impeya. The lay sidam tam mukta. They're actually the only reason why it's forbidden is because of mukta. Why? Because the gemarin, the gemara tells us atzi sugya dechali kedusha is ketzor l'shiva, that the word of the sugya that the kedusha takes effect on it. It's mukta for 7 days. So although the gemara in the beginning brings the drasha from the pasuk like it brings over here, but it sounds like really that's only on smacht ba'alma. The proof is because the end of the sugya that. Sounds like that the Issa taking the wood from the Sukkah is rabbinic because of Mukta, Iskatsoi Lashiva, not because of a Drasha. So it sounds like it's a Smachtam Alma. So how do we resolve the contradiction? So Taisa says, Yeshem, what you can say is the high dosim that Issa, this that our Sukkah makes sound like that's biblical. That's when the Sukkah is still standing. Oh, so let's let the Etzim, not take wood from it. Midir Issa, and that's the Drasha. A mission nafla, but when it falls, the bottom mitzvah, then the mitzvah is not around anymore. Well, you see, when it runs, then it's only going to be rabbinically forbidden because of the halachas of mukta, because it was already set aside. Now, then there's badet vada par rabeyim. But this is the gemara in beya, and the end of lamed asks, what do you mean? You think it helps to make a stipulation that it shouldn't become mukta? Now, what's the gemara's question? What do you mean? If we're talking about that it fell, and that's what the Gemara Beya is talking about, the difference makes it sound like it's a Rabbanon, so why shouldn't the Tanai help? If he says that I said Drasha Gemara, of course Tanai is going to help. Not going to help. So what's the Gemara asking about it? Why shouldn't the Tanai help? So he explains. He says, Hayim, Mishum, the Kivin, the Lema Hani Bey Tanai, but the Kivin, since the stipulation doesn't help when it's still standing. Oh, which has to do I said the Gedin. So Kishan Nafla, Namin Lo Yoyal, so that's what we're saying, that when the fall is also not going to help. And the reason is the Migid is Katsoy, but the Shmash is Katsoy Lashiva. Because since it was Mukta for the Ben Hashmash period, so there was going to be muktzah of all 7 days because Ben Hashmashah said it was standing, which was the biblical problem. So therefore, that takes effect and it's going to roll over for even the Issa D'Rabbanan. And that was the Gemara's question. Hashem, the Gemara answers, no, the Sefer HaSoy, the Sukkah D'Alma. The Sefer that says that tonight does help is talking about a regular Sukkah, not on the Yom Tov Sukkah. So you don't have this biblical halacha of the Drasha Gemara. The other part, and then the Gemara continues to ask over there, this that you're saying, but that the Sukkah on Sukkahs is not going to help but Tanai. Minoy Sukkah, we see by the decorations of the Sukkah, the Mani Beit Tano, that a stipulation does help. Shani Gemara answers. But anyway, he says, anybody mem called Benesh Mashas. No, he says, I'm not separating myself from its utility even during twilight. Oh, the Lahokta Mitzvah. So it's not even set aside for its mitzvah. And therefore, that's why it's going to be permitted with the stipulation. But like Dom and the Eitzim, you can't compare that to the word of the Sukkah, Shem Ikar Mitzvah, that's the primary mitzvah, where about Karcha by them. You have to separate from that, because you can't say you're using it because you need it for the mitzvah. And therefore, Bish by mysterious oil, there would be a problem about destroying the oil, and there would be a concern about Chil Yomtiv. So since you obviously have to leave it because of Iskatsoy, Ben Hashmash, it's going to be Iskatsoy for the whole Sukkah. Now the problem is, Tosafot explains that Avagav the Mikar Yod Haitam. Although, what do you mean? The Gemara originally knew, based on what we said, the Gemara knew already this concept of Migdis Katzoy, because we explained the Gemara asked Mimahani Batinoy, is stipulation going to help? That we knew what it really meant to say is because Migdis Katzoy Ben Hashmasha is from the Derais to the Gedinis Katzoy for the all 7 days, and that's what we're asking from the Derais to the Rabbanon. So what's the Gemara asking over here? This concept, if it really was inherent in the Gemara's previous question. That's still the norm for the Gemara to explain what he really knew, but just spelling it out by asking and answering. Now, Rabbeinu Tam, he explains a different way of answering that when do we say, as our sugi sounds like they're taking the word of the sugi, and when, as the other two sources, they make it sound like it's only rabbinic. He says, the eitzim sugi, the heksha sugi, the wood that's unique for the measurement of the validation of the sukkah, not the sanctity takes effect, and that's going to be biblically problematic, like our sugi sounds like. But what's more than what you need to validate it, that's only rabbinically problematic. Now, the part of the Gemara asks over there, what do you mean? That you think a stipulation is going to help Why not? What do you mean? That's not part of the Hechsher Sukkah. Oh, Mishum, the Mistama, because we presume Ki Hechit Lohane Tenob B'may Desim Adirai. So just like the stipulation doesn't help, as we're, it was retained for granted when it was regarding the biblical problem. Well, I think Lohane B'may Desim Adirai is not going to help also what rabbinically problematic, as we find. We don't find the time differentiating between what you need for the Zukkah and what not. Because, yes, everything is going to be included in this problem of stipulation, just like we find by the Deraisa Sutta by the Rabban. Now, by Hid Be'yam, now, the Gemara Be'ya that brought, that says you're not allowed to use the Noy Sukkah. The Bayer Rebbe explained over there that the problem is because of Mukta. So Tesis Kasher and Pegma Malikin. Tesis just, once he brought that in, he says there's a difficulty on that from Shabbos of Chabezim and Alf. Because the Mashmah is something, the Noy Sukkah, Summa Shem Bizu Mitzvah. Sounds like actually the problem of why you can't use the Noy Sukkah is because it's disgraceful, the Mitzvah. Blame Mashem Mukta, not because the Halacha of Hukta, the Mitzvah, as Mukta. So he says, in the its place, we've explained it, which Tyson Shabbos explains that you actually need both reasons, that of Mukta and Biza Mitzvah. Tyson explains why each one you would need in a special context. For example, Chol HaShemayit, where Mukta is only Shabbos and Yom Tov, Biza Mitzvah would only be where it fell, meaning it wouldn't be if it fell. So therefore, that's why you need to have both of them. The next test must be in the words of the Gemara, Machagiga Lashem. The Pasuk says, Chag Lashem, we compare Chagiga to Sukkah. Just like Chagiga is Lashem, have Sukkah Lashem, so the Sukkah has to be Lashem. The Tzitz bothered. He says, why does Rabbi say you have to compare Sukkah to Chagiga? To learn out that the Shem Hashem takes effect, and that's how you know that the wood of the Sukkah is going to be forbidden to use. And, but what do you mean? You know that from this, by Sukkah itself, it's Chagiga, Sukkah, Shibasim, Lashem. From Lashem, you know it has to be that the Shem Hashem takes effect. So that's the Tzitz. No, because Rabbi Yudim said, he holds the Yilav Mishem Chagiga, but we wouldn't compare to Chagiga. Mukmila, we would explain that this is Lashem by Sukkah, like by Shammai. That the sukkah, the shem chag, you have to make it for the purposes of the mitzvah sukkah, but not necessarily that the shem Hashem takes effect on the sukkah. That they say that it's forbidden like a chagiga. So next is master begins with the gemara. Humi ba'ile that you need lemute gzula to tell you to exclude if it was stolen. Tzitz explains if the concept mitzvah b'aver is derived from rabbanon. Also Tzitz explain and pinim ula regarding the sugya of Yush as applies by stealing, if that's going to be a kinyan or not. So he says, it's a wonder. Why do you have to say that you need a pasig to invalidate a sukkah gzulam? And that's what saying, oh, that you need the pasig for. It's to be sufficient that you can't use a stolen sukkah because it's a mitzvah of sukkah that's coming through the sin of stealing. That's the reason why we say you can't use a stolen esrog on Yom Tov Sheni. Which Chase actually says about Hish Maita Guvakash. Actually, that sugya, once we brought that in, is actually difficult itself. Because the comment, the Gemara says, the Mishlam Yom Tabirish, I understand why you can't use a stolen sukkah on the first day of Yom Tabirin Lachem Mishlachem. It says Lachem, which means it has to be your own, which obviously is not the case when it's stolen. Yom Tabirin Mai, why can't you use a stolen esrog on the second day of Yom Tabirin? Which it doesn't say, it's only said, Lachach, Lachem, B'yom Rishon, that's not B'yom Rishon, so it doesn't have to be Lachem. Shalom, my answer is, oh, yeah, Mishim Tabal Mitzah B'Baveda. Because the Mitzah that's coming through is sin. So it says, Rahashim Kain, Lamali Lachem, Mishalachem. Then why do you need for the first day Lachem, a Drasha, if that also should be sufficient because of Mitzah B'Baveda? But on that, it says, Miyu Hasimik Lishno Ye, no. For that Gemara B'Baveda, that's not difficult. That you could answer. The Itzach Mutishal, no. You have to exclude from Lachem for when, not when it's stolen, when it's borrowed. But so therefore, that wouldn't be difficult. But they have a kabbalah sukkah. But for our sukkah, but sukkah like lishnei hachi can't answer like that. At least let rabban according to rabban and damel kamon that they see later in paragraph yeshna of chazam beis. Don't miyitz de chabasa b'sukkah shachaved. A person could fulfill his obligation with his friend's sukkah, meaning not his own that is borrowed. And menafkul they learn that the chazam says in fact this says in the pasuk called ezek b'yisol yesh b'sukkahs, which malamet shakol yisol ruin leisha b'sukkah. It sounds like all klais are considered in one sukkah. So back to the question here that it should be sufficient mitzvah b'aveda. And what do you need a pasuk to exclude gezula? And that says, so much you can say, is the time of the mitzvah b'aveda lav deraisa. No. Yes, you'll have mitzvah b'aveda, but that's not biblical. That's element of rabbanon. So we want to say, if biblically problematic, you need to have a posse. But it says, to me, caution, perikin, zakim, but it's difficult from getting up nothing and else. Kabechat is gezula, when you have a stolen kabechat, the shlein of the ram, that the public doesn't know about it, and the kam went and brought it as a carbon, I'm a ula, but gemara, ula says in the gemara, the bein noid, the bein loinoid, whether they know better, whether they don't know better, it's not atoning. Now, my time, what's the reason? Because the Yish Kadila Koni, the fact that the owner was Miyash, that he gave up hope, it doesn't make a difference. That wouldn't acquire it, and then there wasn't the Baal Tchatas being brought by those who stole it. Now, the problem is, Vashemin Leilu Ula, the Yish Kadila Koni, we find Ula elsewhere that holds that just if the owner gave up hope, that does acquire it for the one who has it. Kabo'er Shabalabais. You have the hides of the homeowner, Beglan, Beglazlan, and it was stolen or robbed, as the Gemara brings Babu Kama, Nafkovidal Menabu. Ula says, the Machlik between Rabban and Rabshimin is only if that you don't know if the owner gave up. But if you know if the owner gave up, and according to everyone, it was stolen, then you could go ahead and the ownership of the hides belong to that person who has it now, because Yish is Kani. So you see, Ula contradicts himself, where we said before he says Yish loy Kani. Rami Ben Tami says, oh, the time it will be Gittin, the reason of Ula and Gittin. By the Chatzis Gezula, over there he says that it's not gonna work. Says Rami Ben Tami, that's not because of Yish loy Kani, because obviously we brought the other source that he holds Yish is Kani. That's Mishum Mitzvah Baveda. Ah, Almo Der, I see. So obviously you see that it's biblical because Ula is saying Dva Toira, it's not Mechapa. And Rabbi Tam has explained because it's Mitzvah Baveda. So that's the difficulty. He's asking, as Rabbi Tam has to explain that Sugya. So we're back to the question. Our answer doesn't work to say Mitzvah Baveda to answer our original question that told me Rabbinic is he's Dva Isa. But on that situation, no. Me b'lavachilay talking. No, it's not true. We can't ask on our answer from Rabbeinu Tam because, anyways, you cannot answer the contradiction the way Rabbeinu Tam answered. Why? Because the head come Ula explicitly says Mishum Diish Lekani. He explicitly says the reason why it's not mechapa by the Chatzis Gezula is because of the Yish itself is not kaina and not because Mitzvah b'Avedah like Rabbeinu Tam wants to say. But more of it, because the Pedig Meruba over the end of some exam, based on the Shurab Behed Rabbah explicitly expounds the Yish Lekani, that Yish does not acquire. And the Chsib, because it says in the Pasuk, carbon, no, it has to be his carbon, below a puzzle, and not if it's stolen. If you take like Rabbi and Tom, we would rub and know that Yish is not Kaina. What do you mean? Either way, the carbon is going to be possible because it's Mitzvah Beveda. Obviously, Ula holds that Yish is not Kaina. And when he says about Taira, it's not because it's Mitzvah Beveda, it's because Yish is not Kaina. Ah, so if that's the case, so then you don't have any proof that Mitzvah Beveda is like Rabbi Tam, like it's saying Doraisa. So we could be back to our point that is Drabana. But now the Tais reject Rabbi Tam for that contradiction. So Tais has to resolve the difficulty in Ula. So does it use Kani or Loikani? Because you can't say that source over there was because of Mitzvah Bavid. So Elir Rebbe says Tais, it appears that Huda Gozal Basra, that Gemara by the hides, which we heard from there that he held the Yish is Kaina. Truth is, Lab Yish Kadihu. That's not just plain Yish. Because Yish itself, like he says, by the Chatzis would not be Kain. But there, by the hides, is Diki Yish Vishin Hashem. You have not only the only giving of hope, but you also have the change of the title, which is, the Gemara itself says, the piece of leather, the hide, was originally called Mashka. Now it's called Abarza. Now, the truth is, although by the case of the carbon also, not only have a Yish, also have the change of the shame of the title. Because like the Gemara says over there, before it was made into a carbon, it was chul, now it's hektish. So that should also have a Shin Hashem. But it's still excluded from existence because it says carbon, even the carbon hektish lav shalohu. Since before it was hektish, it wasn't his. So since before Hektish, before the Shin Hashem, it was already invalidated from Karbanai. So the ultimate Yish and Shin Hashem is not going to validate to bring it as a Karban. But then Tayyis Lobavi says, now, the Avagav, the Chalav Hektish. But what do you mean? Hektish does take effect in that. Machma Shin Hashem, the Asa Ashton, because of the change of time that comes now, that we see it actually is a Karban. It's just not going to fulfill the obligation. But how does it become? Obviously, through Yish and Shin Hashem. But it says Tayyis, yeah, but Lechoz Lakrav, but still you cannot sacrifice it, although it does become hektish, you can't sacrifice it because it has to be karbanai at the time when he's sanctifying it. And that's what we're learning from the pasuk, that it's not his and therefore it's going to be invalid. Although subsequently it does take effect with the Shin Hashem that happens afterwards, but when he's sanctifying it, it's not karbanai at that point. So it comes from places that over here now, sugya of sugya is always possible because it says lecha. So it's not enough of mitzvah b'aveir because you said it's only rabbinic. Now, Rabbein Tam actually mitzvah b'aveir is deraisa. So Taisus holds only rabbinic. Now, Yish itself, according to Ula, Rabbein Tam holds is kaina, and Gittin by Chatzis Gezula is not kaina because mitzvah b'aveir. Or Taisus, no, it's not kaina. And by the case of Taisus, it's kaina because it's Yish, and together with that, it has Shini Hashem.